Everyone, we'll go ahead and get started here. I want to welcome everybody to our city council meeting, and I want to thank all of our visitors who are here, all of our staff, council. Thank you all so much for being here this afternoon. And the time is 5:31, so I'll open the meeting at 5:31 p.m. First item on our agenda is our invocation. If you wouldn't mind, please bow your heads as we pray. Father God, thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your goodness. Lord, we're just so grateful for the opportunity to be in Woodway, to live in Woodway. And we thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us and giving us the opportunity to serve this city. Father, tonight, in just the midst of all the difficulty in the world, all the challenges, all the confusion, the chaos, Father, I thank you that you remain constant. You remain the same. Father, you are always in control, and for that I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, that nothing gets past you. You hold everything together. And Lord, tonight, wherever there's difficulty and challenge, not only in our city and in our community, but around the world, we ask, Father, that you would be with all those who are hurting and suffering, and Father, that your grace would comfort them, and that you would just be their strong shelter in their time of need. Father, we also thank you so much for the opportunity to get together and go through city business. I ask, Lord, tonight that you would give us wisdom and that you would give us guidance as we go through each item on this agenda. Lord, we want to do things your way, not our way, but your way, Father. And God, I just ask that each conversation, each discussion item, Lord, is a blessing to you and a blessing to our city. We thank you, Father, for this time. We put you first because you are first. And we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to come together. We love you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Item number two on the agenda is our Pledge of Allegiance. So if you're able, please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, moving into our public comment time. This is item number three on the agenda. I just want to make a quick note. If you're here to speak on behalf of the Woodway Forward Plan, there is a public hearing that's coming up. So if you're here to speak on that, if you'll just wait till we get to that agenda item, I believe that's 8A. So we'll take any other speakers for anything else on the agenda. So the public comment time is when the City Council invites citizens to address the council on any matter, including items that are on the agenda, except public hearings. Comments that are related to public hearings will be heard when that specific hearing starts. And please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R87-11. Your timer is up here on the clock on the screen behind us. The council is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item that's not listed on the agenda. When you're called to speak, please state your name and address. And if you're speaking on a specific agenda item, please state that item before beginning your comments. Thank you so much for your understanding and cooperation. At this time, I'd like to invite anybody who'd like to address council, if you'd please come to the podium here. If you'd state your name. Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm Michael Haburn, and I reside at 633 Santa Fe Drive here in Woodway, Texas. And thank you, Mayor, and thank you, Councilman, for this evening. I am representing the citizens of Woodway, Texas, to honor and give thanks to Dr. Gail Avant for his service on the City Council from May 2021 to May 24. And Dr. Avant, I'm going to, if you would stand, please, sir. I would like to present this plaque to you.
Thank you.
On your excellent service and your time that you have spent serving on the Woodway City Council. And thank you. Thank you so much for your service. This comes from the citizens of Woodway, Texas.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And in 30 seconds,
As these folks may know, the main advantage of being on the city council is they get softer chairs. And I think that our tradition of good government will continue. In the hands of our mayor and our new city manager and even my replacement.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
Norm Hoffman, 1172 Western Oaks. I came before the city council about 6 months ago and asked about the concerts in the park. I never heard anything back, and of course, we're not having the concerts in the park. I don't play pickleball. And that park is full on those four Wednesday nights that they do the concerts, no matter who's playing, with different people than might be coming to the center and other activities. I see the budget's coming up this year. We're looking at it. I hope that someone of you will ask and get that put into the budget so that we can have the concerts back in the park. We fixed the park up. Let's use it.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else, please? Yes, sir.
Let me pass this out there.
Thanks.
I'm Dwayne Moss, live at 802 Forest Oak Circle, and I want to talk about the budget and want to talk fast as I can. What I've given you is probably 12, 13 pages of stuff that's come from the financial department of the Woodway. We embark on a new budget, and I'm hoping with the changes that we will maybe change the way we've been doing some things. Some things happened in 20 or 21 when none of you here were a part of it. So there's no blame or credit for anybody here to take anything. But in 2021, something changed. Up until that time, we had small reserves under $1 million. Ever since then, we raised taxes when 41 of 45 cities did not. And we have been paying for it ever since then. If you will look in 2021 on this first sheet, we raised it only 2 cents, but everybody else had a decrease except four. We had a big increase that year in 30% in values, 5% in the tax. People are still eating that 35% because you can tax the market value, market value can be as high as you want. But you can only raise the taxes on a homestead by 10%. So some people are still paying that. And I think there's going to be a big change in the tax value. Last year, we went over $2 billion, first time ever. Only other city besides Waco in McLennan County. You saw that the assessed value went up $135 million. Most had gone up in 10 years. And then we had a big increase the next year and the next year. And there's going to be a big increase this year because a bunch of folks, and you may be part of them, that think their taxes are going to go down. Their value may go down, but their taxes are going up this year. And so that's going to be an interesting deal. Also on this first page, it's a great page. It shows that before a dollar ever hits the budget, about $1.5 million of it goes to reserves. And that's why when we have over $1 million, which we've had the last several years, that really means $2.5 million or over is going to reserves every year. And it's interesting. If you look on two, what we say is look at the property tax rates, and we're near the bottom. But when our sister cities say it on page three, they show the taxes per city, and ours are the highest in the county. That's not my page. None of these are my pages. Page four. you see that the highest tax for senior citizens in most cases now are the city of Woodway. The taxes are higher on this farm than they are for the schools. And I'm welcome, and I know about this one because it's mine.
Oh, thank you, sir. That's time.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. That's time. Those are the 3 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Am I able to?
No, sir. That's it.
That's it?
Okay. Thanks.
Well, look at that, and I will say this. Used to be reading, writing, and arithmetic. Now it's roads, responders, and responsible government.
Thank you. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
Richard Maker, 14010 Harbor Drive. Just a reminder, we have a Liberty Hill cleanup the 22nd. We're going to start at 9 a.m. because of summer heat. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Short and
sweet. Anybody else? All right, thank you. Thank you for those comments. I'll close the public comment time at this time. Moving on to our presentations, item number 4 is the introduction of our new public safety officers. So I'm going to pass this over to Chief, I guess.
Thank you, Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Council. So Chad Rivas hates public speaking and hates to be in public. So as y'all know, just about a year ago, we started this concept to...
Yes. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, glad to have you.
Just to show accountability, to let the officers know who they're working for and who's counting on them to make the right decisions and the ethical decisions and the quick decisions. And when you put a face with our boss's boss's boss and our boss's 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 boss, it's really, you know, brings it home. So a lot of our officers have gotten good response from this. Chad actually was born in Stephenville.
Yes, sir.
Started here 6 years ago.
Yeah, back in 2016.
As a dispatcher. Wow, 8 years ago. As a dispatcher with us, and we decided to, we talked him into coming over, and he's been a blessing. He was a top shot in the academy, which means he was the most accurate shooter, which means nothing in Woodway. It's just saying that he might be on the SWAT team or something. We're proud of him. He's been representing us well for 8 years now. We're blessed to have him. And, I'd like you to introduce yourself a little bit.
So as Chief Mahalia said, my name's Officer Chad Rivas. I've been with the city for going on 8 years now. I've enjoyed every second of it. Speaking with everyone that's called up there. I'm just looking forward to serving the city just a little bit longer.
Thanks, Chad. I appreciate it. These are officers here who are here to just support him and just to let him know that he is part of the family now. So thank you, Chad. Welcome. Back.
Wonderful. Welcome, Officer Rivas. We're so happy to have you. So thank you and congrats on your promotion, I guess, moving up. So
thank you very much.
Happy to have you. All righty. Man, what a nice guy. You know, just shook all our hands.
Yeah, we have a lot of good, such a good PD in Woodway. Okay.
Start to the top.
All right. Okay, item number 5 is the presentation of the Yard of the Month for June. So... Mr. Manager, is this you or is this Chief? Or do you want me to do it?
There should be a...
Let's see. I'm happy to do it if you...
Do we know who?
Is Ms. Earhart here? Okay, wonderful. I'll just do it, Adam. It's okay. No problem.
We don't have to sign in with this, or you get the sign. But...
You got the sign.
Cool.
Everybody, this is Mrs. Earhart. She's won the Yard of the Month for June, so can we congratulate her? Mrs. Earhart, congratulations on having such a beautiful yard. So I have a certificate here for you, but I'm basically get the sign so we get a picture. So we're going to set this up here. If you'll come over here at the corner, I'm going to ask Chief to get our picture. Okay. How about that?
And you'll go to the
Santa Claus. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
It's a good looking town.
Ms. Herbert, here's your yard up here. It's beautiful, and you've done such a great job keeping it up. And you were nominated for Dare of the Month, and so happy to award this to you for the month of June. Yes, would you like to say anything?
Me and my son-in-law together.
Okay.
I've got a good son-in-law.
Very good son-in-law. Thank you.
Well, here you go. Let me give this to you. And I just wanted to mention, too, if anybody in here would like to nominate a yard, we are doing Yard of the Month again. We didn't do it during the drought because, a lot of folks. So we'll bring it back. And so if anybody would like to nominate a yard, please contact City of Woodbury for that. So, Brian Earhart, this is the Yard of the Month Award for June 2024. Betty Earhart at 201 Santa Fe Drive, thank you for your outstanding contribution to help make the City of Woodbury beautiful. So, once again, Betty Earhart.
Thank you.
Thank you for all your hard work. It helps Woodway.
All right. There you go. It's now. Congratulations.
Oh, Mayor. Oh, thank you.
You absolutely thank you.
It's the chain of command in action.
I know. Well, we haven't done it in a while, so. And then it wasn't signed either, so I had to get it. Signed. I like doing those. All right. So we've done the Yard of the Month. We're moving on to our public hearings. Item 6A is public hearing on an application to develop and site development plan in a planned district, a bank. Being all of that called 0.808 acre tract 2 described in a deed to First National Bank of McGregor, recorded under instrument number 20230282800 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas, and all of that called 1.56 acre tract described in a deed to First National Bank of McGregor, recorded under instrument number 20220483 57 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas, and Lot 1, Block 1 of the James E. Taylor Edition, and Lot 2, Block 1 of the Haley Drake Edition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 9205 Oak Creek. I'll open the public hearing at 5:49 p.m. Is there anybody to speak in favor of this application to develop, please? All right. If there's nobody to speak in favor, is there anybody to speak in opposition to this item, please? Okay, there being none, I will close the public hearing at 5:50 p.m. All right, 6B is discussion and consider action on the application to develop in a planned district, bank being all that called 0.808 acre tract 2, described in a deed to First National Bank of McGregor, recorded under instrument 20230282800 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas, and all of that called 1.56 acre tract, described in a deed to the First National Bank of McGregor, recorded under instrument number 20220483 57 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas, and Lot 1, Block 1 of the James E. Taylor Edition, and Lot 2, Block 1 of the Haley Drake Edition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 9205 Oak Creek. Motion to discuss.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, anything on 6B, please?
Just a little bit, Mayor, to spare the audience and not repeat that same caption. On everything you just said, the submittal was reviewed by the city engineer and city staff. From there, it went to the Board of Adjustment, who granted an exception, April 11th, 2024, in regards to the minimum yard requirements following the first public hearing, and the Planning and Zoning Commission took action to recommend approval of the application to develop and site development, and to grant the exemptions requested on May 28, 2024. The list of exemptions is attached in the submittal. City staff has requested that the applicant be present to answer any questions that the council might have.
Great, thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Council, do you have any questions? We can call up the applicants here.
Just a statement. I was at the Planning and Zoning meeting, and they did a very good debate, talked about it in great detail, and recommended for approval. So I was very pleased with their debate.
All right. Anybody else have any questions or comments? Okay. There being none?
Well, I was going to say one
more
thing.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. I paused for a long time. I think that what makes sense about, I know in the past we've talked about like when to grant exemptions and when not to, and just so that everyone has an understanding of what this is about. They're having some drive-through ATMs, and they plan on eventually having a building as well. And so they will meet all of the requirements when the building comes, but right now it's just drive-through ATMs, and so it doesn't make sense to have them meet all of the requirements. So I just wanted to make sure that was followed correctly.
Yeah, good. All right, well, if nobody else has anything, I will entertain a motion on item 6B, please.
I move that we approve.
Okay.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you. All right, item 6C is discussion and consider action on application for site development plan in a planned district bank, being all of that called 0.808 acre tract 2, described in a deed to First National Bank of McGregor, recorded under instrument number 20230028280 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas, and all of that called 1.56 acre tract, described in a deed to First National Bank of McGregor, recorded under instrument number 20220483357 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas, and Lot 1, Block 1 of the James E. Taylor Edition, and Lot 2, Block 1 of the Haley Drake Edition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 9205 Oak Creek. Whew. All right, got
yeah,
through it
job.
Three times. Okay. Mr. Shaw, you really, you want me to have no voice by the end of this?
Welcome, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. All right, motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
It's moved and seconded. Any discussion? This is the site development plan.
Same goes for this as the.
Yes, sir. I don't have any further comments.
Okay,
on that.
That's what I figured. And to your point, that's where the ATMs are coming to play.
And if anyone wants to hear more about it, they can hear the recording of the planning and zoning meeting that mm-hmm. was very detailed and a good debate.
Okay, if nobody has any further discussion, I will entertain a motion on 6C, please.
I'll make a motion to approve.
And I'll second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Okay, are the applicants here? Where are the applicants? Over here. Great.
Congratulations.
You guys are good. Thank you. Welcome to the neighborhood. Welcome to Woodway. Excited to see when it's all done.
We're excited to be here. Thank you.
You're bigger and welcome. Improved.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome. Okay.
Oh, you brought things. Oh.
They brought things?
I know. Yes.
Is it cash? Because they're a bank? They're a bank?
They're a bank.
$100. Oh, it's not cash.
I know. You worked hard on that.
It's a pretty bank.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You should have stopped and see if they hand these out.
Hold them in the back pocket.
I had enough to say.
Thanks for your travel, Greg.
Wow.
Attractive addition.
Thank you so much, TFMB. You're welcome to stay for the rest of the meeting, or go back to work. Yeah. No, they're bankers. That's early hours. All right. Moving on to item number 7. This is a presentation by Kimley Horn and Associates, Incorporated, on the proposed City of Woodway Comprehensive Plan, known as the Woodway Forward Comprehensive Plan. So I'll pass it over to our friends from Kimley Horn. Good evening, sir.
Mr. Mayor, Council, thanks for having us. You can go ahead. I'm very happy and pleased to bring forward the comprehensive plan that we've been working on for about a year, and very excited. It was a robust process with lots of public engagement, lots of touch points with the community. My name is Daniel Acevedo. I'm from Kimley Horn, and my colleague here is Haley Carruthers, and she'll be walking us through the presentation. But just wanted to introduce myself and introduce her as we move forward. So thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Daniel. Like I said, I'm Haley Carruthers, and I've been working with you guys for the past year and a half, a lot of trips from Dallas here to Woodway, so I'm very familiar now with the city. So today, really, we're just going to be walking through the report, how we got there, some of the recommendations that we heard from P&Z, and answering any questions that you guys might have. So next slide. You can go to the next one since we introduced ourselves. And then one more. Thanks. Like I said, we've been doing this for about over a year. There were 4 phases of this process. So first started off with project kickoff, just trying to get an understanding of Woodway. Kind of like I mentioned, I live in Dallas, so this is a really important part of the process for me to understand Woodway, understand the strengths, constraints. And we had meetings with city staff, sitting down with having interviews with the ISD, with the police chief as well, just understanding from a staff perspective, what are the existing conditions of Woodway. Phase 2 was really strategic vision. So after that, hearing from the community, going to a farmer's market, having an open house, understanding what the community would like to see, having stakeholder interviews with city council members, and then after that, taking the existing conditions vision framework to phase 3, which was really building that framework. So what is the future land use plan primarily, and action items for the comprehensive plan. And finally, where we're at today, so adoption and implementation, which was creating the report itself, and then presenting it in front of you all and P&Z. So the Woodway Comprehensive Plan consists of 6 chapters, starting first with the background of Woodway, then going to what are the existing conditions today. Chapter 3 is the strategic direction, which really can just be described as an executive summary of some sort. So what is the vision, statement, guiding principles or guiding themes, and the future land use plan. Chapter 4 is really about the future growth and development from a land use perspective. And Chapter 5 is talking about all the plan components. So housing, parks and recreation. Again, this is a comprehensive plan, so all of these components were touched at a very high level and giving guiding and direction for future recommendations and policy for the city. Finally, implementation. So it takes all of those action items, puts it into a matrix to help city staff and you all make decisions in the future. So starting with Chapter 1, Woodway Forward Comprehensive Plan. So what is a comprehensive plan? It's a blueprint for the city to guide over the next 25 years. If you are following along on your report, we included the page numbers to help. Really what this is just a guiding document on high-level components, so land use, transportation, housing, infrastructure. This does not constitute zoning or establish zoning district boundaries. That would be a next step when decided from City Council. This is just a simple guiding document laying down the groundwork from hearing from the community and putting it to a document. plan purpose. So the purpose of this plan is to really promote transparency and accountability, making sure that the future of Woodway and what it and the vision of the community is protected. So understanding that there's a clear framework that we heard from the community and that any future growth that happens is guided through that framework. And so there is just kind of what I talked about, the phases and the engagement that happened during the process. Chapter 2, Woodway Today. So now I'm just going to go over what the specific public engagement techniques that we used. So we had a project webpage. It was an engagement webpage that was on the city website. And on that engagement webpage, there was an interactive map. That's where we put all of our engagement PDFs, as well as any surveys that we had during the process. So the community survey, what we heard when we were at the different public involvement events was that a lot of people were concerned that there wasn't high turnout. So we took all of the engagement that we had at each open house and made it into a survey and had that disseminated, I guess, across the community through a newsletter. So if someone couldn't come to the event, they could take the survey and also be involved. We had in-person events, like I mentioned. So we had two specific workshops with the community in the public input meetings that were here in the city council chambers, as well as July 4th pop-up that John and Janelle helped with and had a booth at, as well as the farmers market pop-up. And there, we just had different activities and had QR codes for people to take surveys. Finally, we had representational involvement. So we had a comprehensive plan committee that was the EDC committee. We had stakeholder interviews with people on city council, as well as someone from the ISD to understand their perspective. Kind of like I mentioned earlier, we had a sit down with city staff and key stakeholders, which was the police chief and other people on staff. And then finally, we had there was involvement through Woodway elected and appointed officials through the stakeholder interviews. So kind of just going over some of the high-level things that we heard. What are the biggest strengths of the community? Safety, parks, recreation, school system is what really people brought them to the city and what they love about Woodway. Some areas to improve on was infrastructure. Infrastructure was one of the biggest things that we heard that's really across the board in a lot of cities. That wasn't too surprising. Increase of parks and recreation was something that people wanted to see increase, which you can see in some of our action items, and supporting of small businesses. So a lot of people wanted to see new restaurants, new retail along the 84 corridor. Some opportunities, they wanted to see activation of the lake, investment in infrastructure, and some sort of entertainment corridor or district, and then some challenges. This one is really important for us to note and what we really made sure to address when going through the comprehensive planning process, is that a lot of people were worried of growing too quickly and losing the small town feel. People didn't want to lose what makes Woodway unique. So when we're offering any recommendations, we wanted to make sure that it was in a responsible way and one that was guided by the community vision. And the third bullet was resistance to change. There is a lot of families that are moving to Woodway and they wanted to see some sort of restaurants, things for families to go to. So wanted to see that also addressed in the plan. So ranking priorities, this is again just kind of reinforcing some of the ideas that we heard. The idea here is just to understand where people are sitting in terms of the offerings that Woodway already has. This is a really great tool for city staff when they're making future investments, future decisions when it comes to priority. So people really feel like they have strong fire and police. They really love Arboretum Fest and movies in the park, and how people want to see their community participate is just through farmer markets, arts and culture, street trees, and shade plazas. So these are all things that we took into account. We thought about some of our recommendations throughout the planning process. So one of the big things about a comprehensive plan is that we write a vision statement. So from that vision statement, really what you can see from this word cloud is when we get to the vision statement, we pulled a lot of words from this word cloud. So community, safety, parks, infrastructure. So you'll see that as a common theme as we move through the document. So some of our takeaways from the engagement is people didn't want to lose that sense of community, what makes Woodway unique. They wanted to see investment in infrastructure. They wanted to see an increase of events, programs, and recreation. They wanted to see an increase of parks and gathering spaces, as well as managed growth. And I think managed growth and small town feel really go together. And where the challenge presents itself is when we start talking about infrastructure investment. So making sure that if we're growing responsibly. Strategic direction. So kind of like I mentioned, this is an executive summary of really the meat and potatoes of the plan. So future land use strategy, vision statement, plan themes, and plan components. So the right image just kind of shows you the flow chart of the plan. So the vision statement really feeds into the three plan components: responsible growth, quality of life, and belonging. And finally into our different plan components: land use, parks, trails, economic development, public services and infrastructure, housing and neighborhoods and placemaking, and this feeds into your implementation chart. So first, the future land use strategy. So this map really shows the three certain future land use strategies that we'd like to see or that we heard from the community for Woodway. So areas to preserve are going to be mainly residential areas. We're not looking to change those areas. Those areas aren't going to change into retail or commercial. These will stay the same, so those have specific strategies. Enhance would be, I think this is backwards, I believe that one should be orange. So enhance is going to be this area by the Arboretum, and then grow is going to be your 84 corridor. We wanted to note that from P&Z's recommendation for approval, they wanted to see an updated 84 corridor boundary and the removal of all residential within that boundary. So we went ahead and updated that map that you'll see a little bit later to show that the boundary has changed and that all residential has been taken out. So future land use types, I just wanted to give a bit of a background of the approach that we took for the future land use map. So future land use types really reflect a palette of development. It's not notating a specific land use. It could be a mix of land uses. So when we talk about 84 corridor, what does commercial look like for that area? And the idea here is really to represent character and context and to take into account where commercial should be when it comes to the 84 corridor might look different than it is in a different part of the city. And that really is to protect Woodway from developers coming in and putting in any sort of things that don't match the character of Woodway. So these are some of the future land use types when it pertains to the whole city. So areas to preserve, enhance, and grow. And each of these have primary land uses, secondary land uses, and some example imagery. So the vision statement that we created for the plan is Woodway stands as a safe community that cherishes its small town feel and natural beauty, fosters a secure and welcoming atmosphere, and provides top-notch amenities for its residents. As we look to the future, we envision a vibrant community that embraces responsible decision-making that balances progress and who we are today as a community. The plan themes are responsible growth, quality of life, and belonging. And these three plan themes were really taken from interviews that we had with city council members, things that we heard from the community, and what would be important as we went through this process. And finally, the plan components are typical things that you would see in a comprehensive plan. So land use and development, parks, trails, and open space, economic development, public services, infrastructure, housing, neighborhoods, and placemaking. And each of those have its own section in Chapter 5. And then finally, the Highway 84 corridor land use direction. So like I said, from PNC's recommendation, they wanted us to update the Highway 84 corridor boundary and remove residential areas. So this map is updated to show those changes. Chapter 4, land use and development. So this chapter is really specifically talking about land use in Woodway. And so page 33 kind of outlines how a comprehensive plan interacts with land use. So what this is saying is that the land use, the future land use plan that is in the comprehensive in the comprehensive plan will help guide city staff in assessing and developments around the community and the PNZ and City Council in decision-making related to zoning proposals. So it's really a guiding map that can be used. And again, this does not constitute zoning. This isn't a zoning map. This is a future land use map. So this is the future land use map that I showed earlier that shows those different future land use types that we talked about. And so the changes here, again, are that most of those things, most of the residential areas have been removed to not be within the corridor boundary, which was recommended by PNZ. And here just shows the difference between what is in your current comprehensive plan and your current future land use map to what it is today. And if you look at the table, which isn't updated with the land use numbers, we are waiting until a conversation with you all to update those numbers. But really what you can see is that there isn't really sweeping changes between the two. The biggest changes are happening around Highway 84 corridor, and that's really because that's really your only area to capture any market. And so we want to make sure that when development is coming, that is in a responsible way and setting you guys up for success when it comes to economic development. And so the old future land use map was just outdated and not reflecting the goals that you guys have today. And so this is just the difference between the land uses between the 2004 map and today's map. And this is with it together. So Highway 84 has a very specific direction that is different than the rest of the community. This map was specifically suggested by PNZ to help understand that there are strategies for your residential areas that are different for your Highway 84 corridor areas. And that's because your residential areas should really be protected and maintained in a way that represents the people who live here today, while 84 corridor will have a very specific strategy for growth, which is outlined in Chapter 4. And some of those things that it outlines are design guidelines, and so these are not legally binding. These are just recommendations. So what parking might look like, landscaping, screening, and so some of these things were prioritized during the community engagement process through the community. They wanted to see aesthetic upkeep in that area, something a lot like where slow rises, and making sure that we have guidelines for the Highway 84 corridor so developers aren't coming in and kind of not meeting the expectations of Woodway of what it should look like according to the residents. Next slide. Chapter 5, plan components. So like I mentioned earlier, these are the plan components that each have its own section and action items. So what that looks like within each chapter, you can go to the next slide. Is that within each section, there are actions that pertain to responsible growth, quality of life, and belonging, which are the plan themes. So what that looks like on each page is an action item with an action ID and then a description of what that action is. So for example, this is the belonging action for placemaking, and it is a recommendation for an update to this campus between City Hall and the Arboretum. This would just be a recommendation for some walking trails, which is something that we heard from the community, some more gathering spaces and increasing parks and recreation. And how do you guys create synergy between the new rec center and all of these spaces? So that might look like putting signalized crossings so people feel safe crossing the street, since this is a very active area that you guys might have in the future. So this just outlines this. So your action items are backed by some additional information, so whoever might be trying to implement this action has background and context with each action item. And then finally, Chapter 7 is implementation. So that takes each action item and gives it timing, conceptual cost, responsible party, and partnerships. Again, these are just suggestions and guidance and really helps the city staff prioritize spending and prioritize future projects. you can go to the next page. So kind of when it comes to monitoring and updating the plan, city staff is really responsible for the implementation and the movement of these, and you guys are here to support and help as partners. But every 5 years, if there's something with the future land use map that doesn't match where the city wants to go, it can be updated. The future land use map can be updated as a standalone kind of map, and you don't have to update the entire comprehensive plan. That is recommended because change does happen. What I told P&Z as an example is that we were working with the city of McKinney, and they have a new bypass that's going in, and so we are helping them update their future land use map, but not their entire comprehensive plan. So that is something that is an option to you all as things come up, as changes occur, as different goals move around, the future land use map can be updated. And that's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Haley. What's that QR code for? Is that just the...
It takes you to the website.
It takes you to the website. Okay. Where folks can look at the draft, look at this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Council, that was the presentation. We have a public hearing, and then we can discuss the... we can discuss moving forward with the comprehensive plan. And they'll be available to answer any questions if we have them. All right, item 8A is the public hearing on the new City of Woodway Comprehensive Plan, known as the Woodway Forward Comprehensive Plan. I will open the public hearing at 6:17 p.m. Is there anybody to speak in favor of the Woodway Comprehensive Plan? All right. Yes, sir.
Brent McKenzie, 1705 Escondida Court, also a member of P&Z. Thank you, guys. One point of clarification for myself and for the council as they're voting on this. I did hear you reference that we had asked for all residential to be excluded. Later in your comments, you mentioned that most residential was excluded. I just want to make an absolute clarification. And if it was a miscommunication, that's great. If it's not, if you could explain why that comment was not in line with the P&Z recommendation.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, that was all of it has been excluded. All residential has been excluded. That was a miss on my part.
Okay. Thanks. All right, anybody else speak in favor? All right. Anybody speak in opposition, please? Yes, sir.
Hello, I'm Rodney Crowell. I live at 15,002 Riata. I'm enjoying meeting each of you because most of you I don't know. The council's had a little transition. I sat in your chair for about 17 years, and I currently serve as your chair of your P&Z. I also serve as the City of Woodway's designee for the Southern Trinity or McLennan County Southern Trinity Groundwater Conservation District, which I regulate all of the water that you drink and bathe in. And so you've asked me to do that about 12 years ago, and I've continued to serve in that capacity. Why I'm rising to talk to you tonight is concern. I've been a more than 40-year resident, and I've owned commercial property. And I was here the last time we did one of these. And the city manager, Mark McDaniel, assured the public and the council that this was only a guideline and would not affect the owners of property. The council very quickly and city staff quickly took a stance that this is the Bible and we cannot vary from it. So therefore, as council members, I'd like to remind you of that. This perhaps is a guideline, not the Bible. Now, specifically, Woodway is a place people love. You all serve tirelessly with no pay, and you do it because you love Woodway. As you serve in this capacity, you want to make Woodway a better place. That's been the beauty of things. Occasionally, we have someone with an axe to grind who gets involved. I don't think we have any axe grinders today. Now, the 3 points that I wanted to bring up to you is from my own experience. Have you considered the impact to the property owners along Highway 84? Because when you go change the zoning, put an overlay over the top of it, you suddenly deteriorated the value of those property owners who may have been there 20, 30, 50 years. And suddenly he wants to sell his property and it has less value because you've put an overlay over the top without really any significant reason. I want you to consider that. Woodway is a town, and your plan says this, I think 85% is made up of single family residences. It is a maturing environment here. However, it's always been that way. And so in your plan, it speaks about significantly increasing multifamily housing and significantly increasing other types of less permanent housing, not staying with SFR type housing that people have always had here. I'd ask you to consider that, because what made Woodway great is a community made up of owner residences here. You could talk to the police department about the number of calls they make to basically the only apartment complex we have in Woodway, significantly more than other areas. I'd like you to consider that. Lastly, this report speaks a lot about growth, which you all know there's not much growth here. We're landlocked. Now, my concern is, as your chair, representative for the groundwater district, is we have an aquifer that's non-recharging. It's going down about 6 feet per year. We have about 30 years of water left. We have a contract with the city of McGregor to buy 1 million gallons a day from the city of McGregor. We do not use it, and most of you don't even know that exists. But we have a contract, and in return, to be good neighbors, we gave that $1 million a day to the city of Waco so that they could water their acquisition properties. We, in turn, get a free 1 million gallons a day from Waco on the north side of town. So, therefore, we're not paying for Waco water unless you use more than 1 million gallons a day. Sometimes you don't fully pump your wells. Sometimes you prefer to buy water from Waco. That's a concern. The big concern, though, is Woodway, where will it get the water for significant growth that you're sitting here planning, specifically in commercial properties who consume more water than what residential properties do? So those are 3 things. I appreciate your consideration, and I've enjoyed serving Waco. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your service on the PNZ board.
Yes.
Thanks for approving this plan. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
Just one quick comment. I'm on the PNZ also, and I've been
name,
on the...
Name, please.
I'm sorry. Michael Habern at 633 Santa Fe Drive.
Thank you.
Been on the PNZ since 2004 and also the Board of Adjustments, both chairman, vice chairman. But when we met on this last session, we discussed for about probably an hour. And the main discussion was on the Highway 84 corridor, resulting in the effects of what the existing residents are. Take, for instance, from HEB down to First Wood by Webb's Church, what effect it possibly could be. Now, my question is our folks here have said tonight it is a recommendation. It was not a it was a recommendation. But we voted on the fact that they would change and that it would be approved only by that fact that the boundaries would be changed. Mm-hmm. Now, they've got it on there, but I just want to make it clear that that's why PNZ voted to go through with this. Mm-hmm. We were very hesitant about it, very hesitant. But we did approve it on the fact that those residents are going to be protected.
That's right.
So I just want to make that clear.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you. And thank you for your service on PNZ as well.
Yes.
And I appreciate it. Yes, ma'am.
Good evening. My name is Lori Witzel. A lot of what I was going to address was just answered by them, but I just want to state again the concerns because I was at that PNZ meeting. On March 26, 2024, there was a planning and zoning meeting referencing data collected from Kimley Horn Consulting about the Woodway Forward project. It was a very detailed meeting where the majority of the planning and zoning board members spent over an hour questioning the data and proposed changes in this plan. With extensive critical thinking, Rodney Kroll, chair of planning and zoning, asked to table this from moving forward with a list of specific concerns. Mr. Kroll asked if Kimley Horn would hold workshops with each individual member of planning and zoning and council members to dissect all six chapters of this Woodway Forward before they were willing to vote on it and consider passing it on to council. On May 28th, Woodway Forward was again on the agenda for planning and zoning without the workshops that were agreed upon. What happened to those workshops? At this second meeting, it was clearly requested by planning and zoning members for specific changes to be made regarding the Woodway Forward project. Where are we with those changes? My question to the council is, why were those concerns and details requested by planning and zoning not addressed before? Because this is a 25-year commitment to the city council.
Anybody else? Yes, ma'am.
I've kind of taken a little different avenue with this, but we'll get the same point. This is in reference to the Woodway Forward Plan.
Mm-hmm.
My point is let's get our house in order first and get the needs of our community, our cities, our roads taken care of before we go and do this long-ranging plan that's going to affect all of us. We all love Woodway because it does present, it's a residential, small residential community, and we want to preserve that small feel rather than changing it into some idealized version based on primarily commercial builders, developers, business people, components of what they want. Citizens' concerns about development, I'm not going to beat that. That horse has been beat to death, but we are all concerned about more development and growth, housing as well as commercial. Where will the water come from? That's very, very critical. Citizens want their voices heard. Again, there were supposed to be workshops for P&Z to explain this humongous plan. They didn't get it. We got two town hall little meetings. We wrote all our notes on there twice. But will you all actually, will it be in the plan? So in other words, we want our voices not just heard and listened to like today, but we want to be active participants in the decision-making process. And to this day, I feel like we are not. You've heard an awful lot about the term stakeholders. I asked for the list of the names of stakeholders from Mr. Williams and then the other Mr. Kimley. Never got it. So the stakeholders you'll hear a lot about. What you don't hear about in this plan or this Kimley Horn people are the residents and the concerns of the residents. What does that tell you? Citizens want transparency, not just lip service from City Council. We want to focus on needs and concerns of the community. Harbor Drive. You redid Harbor Drive, but we still have sewage backups. That's what I'm talking about. Get our house in order before we go hurriedly doing a plan that has many questions left unanswered. Drainage issues. My street. I talked at length for an hour with Mitch, and he knows about the problems and drainage in the Woodway area. Sewage improvement. We're doing that, and that's great, but Harbor still has problems. So basically the thing is, you know, you take care of your needs first, and then you take care of your wants. We have needs and wants. One of the concerns is for supporting seniors, and I want to commend Amin and the Family Center Committee for what they've done, because it's beautiful over there. I do recommend that you drop the age to 50, which is the AARP standard, so that more seniors will be allowed to participate. I want to be able to play with my friends. So anyway, finally, the state mandates that we do this plan every so many years, but it doesn't, and the plan that we have is working. My point is, let's don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. It's just like with Woodway Old Family Center. Let's tweak what the old plan says, adjust it, amend it, tweak it, make it better. But let's just don't throw out the old plan. Take the best of what we have and make it better. Let's just don't throw it out. We want to keep Woodway, what brought us here and the community with it, that we love. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else, please? All right, there being nobody else, I will close the public hearing at 6:31 p.m. Thank you all for your comments. All right, moving on to item 8B. This is discussion, consider action on ordinance 24-05, adopting the new City of Woodway Comprehensive Plan, known as the Woodway Forward Comprehensive Plan. May I have a motion to discuss, please?
I'll make a motion. I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, do you have anything you want to add before we chat about this?
No, Mayor. Most of what I was going to comment on it was addressed in Kimberly Horn's presentation.
Okay.
I'll sit tight until we work through it. Okay. See if I have anything else.
Can you address why the workshop didn't happen with P&Z when there was a plan to have the meet, and then there wasn't.
Yes, ma'am. Well, as we were coming to what we thought was the end, $220,000+ later, and again, I'm kind of inheriting all the good work was done before I got here. So, basically, what I was tasked with is to go over the edits and kind of work with Kimberly Horn. On very small edit level, line copy type stuff. The EDC board, to their credit, they really put all the hours into working with. Going back to one of the ladies brought up, well, there was a town hall meeting where we put some information down. How much of that is in this plan? I know that's a lot of what they tried to work into this. And what exists now, or what has been presented here, is basically the culmination of how many years has it been? Are we on 2 years?
February 23.
So there was discussion about, well, let's meet in non-quorum groups of P&Z and council members, or let's do a series of workshop with planning and zoning and with council separately together. We kind of went back and forth, but not to ring you guys out or anything, but the two meetings tonight and the previous one for planning and zoning is an extra $16,000. And we figured the information's out there.
But there was also a meeting in between those two that Kimberly Horn was not going to be present at. Help me out. I mean, I'm not on that committee, but this is where it was supposed to be addressed, but a quorum was not met. P&Z, you want to?
You're talking about P&Z part.
I'm talking about P&Z. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to address
I'm sorry. Yeah, it had gone to planning and zoning, I believe, twice. But they couldn't have a meeting. So.
But in between wasn't that first meeting. And I could be completely mistaken, but my understanding was that meeting in between the one where they passed it and before, there was supposed to be a meeting that was just truly educational. And I could be wrong in that. That's what I'm...
Well, I think they didn't make quorum twice in a row. Is that what you're... They can have a meeting two times in a row.
Yes, but my point is that at those meetings, they weren't going to approve, like Kinley Horn was going to be present. It wasn't the purpose of those meetings, was not to approve it, but because we missed those, and again, the cost and all of this, it was time to vote. Am I?
That's correct. Yeah, that's the timeline. Yeah, that is the timeline.
Since I'm the chairman. Particularly to that issue, it was discussed having more workshops, having more input, having more whatever you want to fill the blank in with. But as we looked at the overall opportunities that the public was given to be a part of this, and the response that we got, it was determined that the additional cost, and I think you mentioned $16,000 to have these individual workshops was not necessary and it was cost prohibitive. It wasn't that the public was not included. They have been included. They have been given every opportunity. And as it was looked at, from the big picture, it was decided we would not do the individual workshops. We would do, as we have done with P&Z, we've had a couple of meetings. We've had tonight, there's been more looking at the total package, and it was decided that that was the best way to go.
I think that one of the major concerns was that there was so much weight given to the stakeholders, aka developers, rather than the residents' concerns. Yes, they had the ability to provide input during a couple of these meetings, which were in here in Arboretum and so forth, July 4th, if I'm not mistaken. I think that, and I want to thank Kinley Horn for adapting to what was brought up in the P&Z meeting last. The first P&Z meeting, and I was at both of them, it was like they were a bit shell-shocked because they did not have, did not realize that they were going to make that substantial decision at that point. Once they were fully informed, yes, there were some good cogent concerns. And I still have one concern, which I don't know if it is adequately addressed, and that's this. In it, the plan says that there needs to be or should be or could be a streamlining of the permitting process. I would be wholly against anything that would do away with planning and zoning and calling that a streamlining of permitting.
You're talking about the application to develop.
Correct. Yeah.
That's what you're talking about.
Correct. And I would. If the plan was endorsing an ultimate obfuscation of P&Z or dismissal of P&Z, I would vote against this. But if it does not, and we can be absolutely assured that there will be no compromise of planning and zoning, with the response that we've got from Kinley Horn, I'd be more inclined to vote for it.
Okay. Well, that's good. Good feedback. I think one thing... Go ahead, Adam.
Just as a point of further discussion that might help everybody, whether this plan is adopted or we keep the one that's on the books, everything is still going to have to come to planning and zoning and to the council.
Yes.
So whether it's the streamlining part or it was interesting at the last P&Z meeting or the one that I attended where they got us this far is... There can be many disagreements on what one word means. And we all kind of have our own definitions of, well, what is a recommendation? Well, what is a guide? What is a et cetera?
Yeah.
But ultimately, any project, any proposal is going to still have to play by the same rules, whether this one's adopted or not.
Correct.
But that's helpful.
Yeah, it is. Because I think one of the things that maybe needs clarifying, you know, for everybody in the room, this is our next 25-year vision. We got to have a vision for our city. We're not changing anything. We're not adding commercial and neighborhoods. These are guidelines and recommendations. They're not, I don't know, there seems to be some confusion on the finality of this. We can change anything in here. It's not a set in stone type deal. Zoning, all of that still has to go through the same process. So when I hear things like developers are the bad guys, we don't need developers, we don't want commercial, we don't even want more housing, that's personal opinion. That's not what this document is telling us to do. We can, many councils even beyond us are going to have a say in this. This isn't a finite, final zoning change or anything like that. It still has to go through the process. So I just want everybody to clear, and especially our friends on P&Z who worked very hard to get caught up to speed on all this. This is not a finite deal. This is our vision. And we need to have a vision for our city, at least have an idea of where we want to go in order to be good stewards of our town. So I just want to be clear on that. This is not like a zoning change that we get from time to time. This is our guide, not the Bible. You know, this is a guide.
I have a question.
Okay.
Citizens been able to read the whole 144 pages? Has it been made available to them in any way? I know the council has it, planning and zoning has it, but has a citizen's got it?
Yeah, the draft is available for download.
Where? I couldn't find it on our website.
It's on the Story ArcAegis website that Kim Lee Horn set up, and you can download it from there.
Well, we need to make it on our website because, you know, we've got 9,500 citizens and they didn't know to go there, and I've asked people if
it links to it from our website.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. I've looked on there. Go ahead and pull it up and show me, because I could not find it, and I've had citizens tell me, where is it?
Yeah.
And
if they told you where is it, you could have easily contacted the city and gotten it put on there.
I could not find it. No,
that would have been
it.
I guess
the bigger question is, why isn't it on our website, period?
Well, it is.
Because it's a working document. Well, it was a working document. That was the big part of it.
Yeah.
Well, and go ahead.
Well, you go ahead, John.
I was going to say, it was a working document. And when you think about a visioning like this in terms of the government and how the government operates and how the government works and things of that nature, the very first thing that we did was bring to the attention the citizenry that we were going to do this visioning document. And we had a variety of things that transpired with regard to giving citizens the opportunity to participate. And no one can say that they didn't have an opportunity. They can say that, but
that,
the reality
that's not
is,
even the question,
yes.
John.
I know
the question is, why can't they download it from our website? Period.
I think they should be able to do it now.
I was on there today looking for it, scrounging around trying to find an obvious link. Where is the
Who did you ask
Woodway
for help?
Comprehensive Forward Plan?
Who
did you ask for help?
Woodway Forward on our website, and
yeah.
It has a very basic information, but not the report.
Correct.
And I can pull it up, and I guess we'll probably pull it up here and look at it, and it does not show the document. One other thing I'd like to add to it.
No, they can't, but thank you. No, you can't. Hey, excuse me, ma'am. Ma'am, that's enough. That's enough. Thank you. Thank you, that's enough. We're not taking discussion.
That's true. But here's one of the things I'd like to bring up. On page 91 on our packet, on figure 3.2, future land use plan, planning and zoning was talking about how the maps need to be redone. Well, they've got the future growth areas still
she
having residential
that.
Areas in them.
You got that flip-flop, right?
No? This is a...
Yeah, well, this is not correct.
Yeah, I guess what I'm saying is it's not correct. Even if you say it's flip-flopped, it will show either enhanced or areas for growth. I guess what I'm saying is that's something that probably needs to be corrected before we approve on the figure 3.2, because that is exactly what planning and zoning was talking about.
Yeah, and figure 4.5 also.
Can we horn?
Yeah,
go ahead.
So the report that you guys were given was at the same time P&Z received their report. So you're not getting the most up-to-date report with those edits, which is why we showed it in the slide.
Okay. So yep. This one is just what we've had
before. That's the same one that P&Z had.
But on the slide, it is corrected.
Correct.
But there's multiple figures here.
We can go to it if you'd like to relook at it.
I'm just...
You want to look at it again?
I just feel like it needs to be corrected before...
It's in the public record that we've agreed to make sure that those changes are made. Our representatives from Kimberly Horn has agreed to following the recommendations that have been set aside by the PNZ, and those of us that are on the committee, we agree to that as well. And so that's been read into the public record. So we're not going to go back on that and say, nope, we're not going to do it now that, you know, this document has, you guys, we voted on it. We're not going to do that. No, we understand that it's contingent upon the changes that we've already discussed and agreed were going to be made.
I have a problem with having a public hearing on an item that the public did not get to go through line by line. Now, what I propose is, one, to make sure that this is on the website. Number two, if any citizen would like to have a printout of this, they could request it. And then three, postpone this until a later date so the citizens can have a fair, open hearing on this. I would think our city attorney would have something from the standpoint of, you know, how was they able to access it? Are we sure? And is it, can anybody show me right now on the city website that whenever you go to Woodway Forward, that they can get the whole report? So would that make sense on a public hearing, having it beforehand?
Not a legal question.
Huh?
Not a legal question.
It's not a legal question to say, is it legal to have a public hearing when the public was not able to access the whole report?
Public hearings required. The public has had at least three opportunities that I'm aware of to address P&Z in the council. The public has had input, as I understood the presentation. As residents or stakeholders, there's been multiple opportunities for the residents as stakeholders to provide input.
But they haven't got the report.
Discussion.
Yeah, let's look at it from a different perspective.
So whether that's a good idea or a bad idea is a policy question for the council, whether it's legal or not to vote for this idea.
That's fine. It may be legal, but is it ethical for the public not to have access to the final report and be able to see it before they even have a public hearing?
I am not qualified to speak to you.
Well, I mean, anybody with a common sense can say
have a public hearing about a report that they don't have access to.
The public hearing isn't so the public can vote on the contents.
Or at least express their opinion on a report that they don't have access to.
They're reporting the public hearing so the public can have input on the plan.
On what?
On the plan. And I believe that we heard from a number of different viewpoints about that. The question for council is whether to approve it, to amend it, to disapprove it. That's the question for the council. And that's your call.
Yeah.
It seems, I disagree with that, but.
So David, is there a concern that the plan itself doesn't address what you believe the public wants to be addressed?
I'd like to hear from the public after they read the plan.
Because I would contend that if the public were so keyed on that, the people who have spoken know about Woolway moving forward, right? They're grown people. They could very easily say, hey, this is what I want to tell you about Woodway and what I would expect you all to be looking at. They had that opportunity to do that by participating in the process. And I'm sure a lot of them did. They participated in the process and they gave their thoughts on it. Now, you know, I'm not going to fault you, I'm not going to blame you, I'm not going to chastise you or criticize you in any way, shape, or form if you don't trust that we're going to take your inputs and with ethics, look at those inputs and write a document that we believe reflects your inputs. I'm an ethical person. I'm not going to say anything that you didn't say. I'm not going to attest to that. Okay? But this really doesn't even boil down to a question of ethics because the government does a lot of things that are not necessarily going to always come to the public domain. Now, things that have to will, and we follow those rules. That's why we have a lawyer. And as he said, this is not a question of legality. This is a question of whether or not it's good policy. That's our decision. Whether or not this is good policy.
I believe this could be a legal question.
But I don't think that it is an ethical question. And I'm going to take counsel's advice and say, I don't think that is a legal question as well. Well, we've had an opportunity. Everyone has had an opportunity, especially those of you who have spoken. You can't say you have not had an opportunity to weigh in on what is going on, what has transpired. Now the question is whether or not you trust us. Whether or not you trust...
Out of the citizens out here, has anybody read, other than the Planning and Zoning and Council, the 144 pages of this report?
No.
We got one that was able to, but nobody else has been able to. And it's hard to weigh in without being able to read the full report.
I would contend that most people don't read a lot of stuff, but they still weigh in on it.
Well, they may like to read it. But if they don't have the opportunity to
read it. I will grant you that. That might be true.
Yeah, I think.
But we also went through this process, and we gave people ample time to weigh in, to include the PNZ, to include individual citizens, to weigh in on it.
They never saw the final report.
But they're not voting on the final report.
No.
We are voting.
Janelle, who do we all represent? Yeah. Don't we represent these people?
We heard from them.
We do.
Yeah.
Not on the final report, we haven't.
Yeah.
Well, that's the contention right there, is that you feel, you're stating that the public did not have an opportunity to input on this document.
To read it.
And we are saying, no, not to read it, to input.
After they read it, then they can put the input.
We're the ones that have to read it and make the decision whether we feel that this is a document that represents our community and represents the direction that our community has expressed to us that they would like to take in the many opportunities that they've had to input.
And for me, it boils down to a trust issue, really. That's what it boils down to, that I don't feel as though there's a trust in us taking the input that has already been given and utilizing that input to create a document.
I trust planning and zoning, and I trust the
system. As you say, we represent them. And yes, as they represent
the government. I'm just frustrated at the obfuscation by our own city towards its residents. It's a valid complaint.
You've made your complaint. You've said your piece. I think what we have here in front of us is a decision whether or not to approve it or deny it. That's where we're at.
Or postpone. That is one option.
That is definitely one option. And I think what we need to remember, you know, is that this is still going to stay a living document. We can still make changes. It doesn't define any immediate changes. It's really just a vision document, and it's a planning document. It's for this council and future councils and PNZ to know what's coming. And I think if you read all of the pages in there, There is nothing in that document that is jarring or alarming. We just want the very best for Woodway, and I think it encapsulates a good vision. And it encapsulates a vision from the citizens.
What would be
who
wrong?
Will be able to,
there's
who will,
also
who will
an
be able
appendix
to,
that has like pictures of everything, all of the boards that were written on, all of the sticky notes.
I saw those.
From
so,
but all of the...
But that's from the input. That's from the input sessions.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's so if you want to see if...
Yeah.
It's wonderful, and we hope that the citizens can see it. That's what I was going to say is, what would be wrong with postponing this vote, making sure that this is on our website where it can be accessed, and making sure if citizens would like a hard copy that we could print it out. We might find that the citizens just love everything about it. We might find,
question,
like Amin, you were saying, there might be some changes that we might want to make beforehand.
I don't think so. Question for Kim Lee Horn. I was on your website. I think I even was able to download a copy from the Waco Trib when they covered this session. It was easily accessible. So when I clicked on the city website and it took me to the Kim Lee Horn, I was able to find the document. Has it been removed since then?
No. Nothing.
It's always been there, right? Because that's where the Waco Trib pulled it from.
I'm trying to pull it up, and I can't.
Has it been taken down?
Yeah, I tried today again. And
I didn't try today. I didn't try today. But
I thought there was updates because we needed to update it from P&Z.
And it never got put back?
So, sorry, my computer died.
It's
I'm
okay.
I'm really not trying to...
I would like to see the update.
Okay. The point I'm trying to make is that there was no obfuscation or trying to hide or anything like that.
Not from your standpoint. No,
but it was on our website. Well, you kind of did because
no,
they worked for us.
All I was talking about was
they
our website and making it available from the city of Woodway to its residents.
That's where it was. They hosted the file because it's a big file.
As of today, it wasn't there.
I think it got taken down. Because the Waco Trib had it also. So I feel pretty good that we did what we could to make it transparent.
You know, the citizens did not know until Friday that this was going to be on the agenda. And, you know, that's, I guess what I'm saying is they might have been looking today and couldn't find it. So
but
it's one of those kind of, yes, it might have been there, and then it's gone.
But the citizens aren't voting. We're voting.
And we're voting
and
for the citizens.
We've had access to all of this.
Yeah.
Well, can I make a motion?
We're not kings.
Well,
we represent.
And one last thing, I would just like to thank very, very much all the members of the PNC. I mean, you guys are the watchmen on the wall. Were it not for you, we wouldn't even be having this discussion. And it probably would have been passed, and no one would have known.
Well, it had to go. It had to
you know,
go
the transparency here is paramount.
You know, it
and
had
I
to
hope
go
you
through
think
PNC,
about
right?
this in the future.
You know, it had to go through PNC, right?
Pardon?
You know it had to go through PNZ.
Well, and what, I know that. That's my point, Amin.
Okay.
Were you at the last two PNZ meetings?
No, I don't want to
okay.
make a quorum.
I was, and I was grateful for what they brought up pertaining to what needed to be addressed in the Woodway Comprehensive
yeah.
Plan.
They did a fine job,
that's
but
what
I don't want you to make it sound like it wasn't going to go to them because it was
yeah,
always.
Well, we tried to.
It was
well,
always
here's
meant
here's
to
thing.
Go.
Well, here's the thing. Okay. Planning zone.
So.
I believe they're probably some of the most important stakeholders, and they got just forgotten about.
No, they did not get forgotten about.
Well,
they did not get forgotten about. We actually, for those of you who don't know this, we actually hand delivered information to the PNZ and still got no response.
Okay. I want to take the temperature down because I don't want us to be us against PNZ at all.
I don't want to. I do respect what they do
and what they are here for.
Thank you, Mayor.
And I listened to that to the recording of their meeting, and I really appreciate the thoughtful discourse that happened, and I really appreciate y'all bringing the recommendation forward that you did.
Yeah.
And I agree. And
okay.
I just
tonight?
Want you to know I'm not opposed to it. I'm just wanting to make sure the citizens get
same
it.
Same here. Yeah. I am not. Here's the proper process, though. That's all I'm arguing.
Tonight we are voting on ordinance 24-05 to move forward or to decline. So I will, if there's no further discussion, I'll entertain a motion on item 8B.
I'll make a motion that we adopt the new City of Woodway Comprehensive Plan, known as the Woodway Forward Comprehensive Plan.
Okay, that's ordinance 24-05. It's been moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Let me just read the ordinance for everyone. Ordinance 24-05 is an ordinance of the City of Woodway, Texas, adopting the comprehensive plan to become effective upon its passage and approval. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, please say nay.
Abstain.
Abstain for the reason that the citizens did not get to read the full report.
Ditto. We have two abstentions from Mr. Russell and Mr. Keeston. The motion passes with the majority. Thank you all. Ordinance 24-05 is adopted.
And folks, from Kelly Horn, I just want to say our abstention had nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
It has to do entirely with their own house. Yeah. Thank you.
Item number 9 is discussion and consider action on resolution R24-16, casting votes to elect a member of the governing body for the McLennan County Rural Transit District. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second. Moved and seconded. Thank you, Mr. Manager.
Thank you, Mayor. On the 29th of January 2015, the McLennan County Rural Transportation Conference Committee voted by resolution to create the McLennan County Rural Transport District. The term for the Place 8 Director, which is a Precinct 4 region of the McLennan County Rural Transit District Board of Directors, expired on May 31, 2024. At the May 13th City Council meeting, Council Member Cook was selected as a nominee. McLennan County Judge Scott M. Felton has provided the ballot with two candidates, including Council Member Cook. Each city has 20 votes to split between the nominees. Only 10 of those votes may be cast in the city's own nominee. Per the bylaws, since there are only two nominees, each city need not cast their other 10 votes, but may do so. If there is a tie, the county judge will cast a tiebreaker vote. The ballot, however, must be returned to Judge Felton's office no later than Friday, June 21st, 2024.
Is that it? Is that all
you got? Who is the other candidate? Perfect. In what city?
I think it's in here.
Is it in here?
It's in the package.
Who is it?
Stephen Deutschman from Gregor.
Oh, okay. There you go. So they have 10 votes also?
Each city has 20 votes to split between the nominees.
So it's going to be a tie, and Scott gets to decide.
Well, only 10 of those votes may be cast for the city's own nominees.
That's what I'm saying. So if they have 10 votes, we have 10 votes.
Well, but you can...
You want us to vote for the Deutschman so you don't have to?
No, I don't care. I would be very happy to serve on this board. But
it looks like if there's a tie, the county judge will do a tiebreaker.
Yes, yeah, Scott.
So you may have to rock, paper, scissors for this.
Scott's a good guy. Matter of fact, I'll see him tomorrow, probably.
Well, that's good.
Do you want to say a good word for you?
Let's. How about we just cast our ballots here? I'd like to move that we give 10 of our votes to Story Cook from the City of Woodway.
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it. The motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Good luck, Story.
Which one is the good luck?
Yeah, right.
Consent agenda is up next. The consent agenda consists of non-controversial, routine, and budgeted items which require no public hearing. The consent agenda is subject to being approved with a single motion. However, the mayor or any city council member may remove any item from the consent agenda for separate discussion and consideration. Mr. Manager, give us some info on 10A through C, and then I'll ask if anybody has any questions or wants to pull anything up.
A through C, yes, sir. So 10A is the minutes. Item B is discussion and or consideration on to observe Juneteenth as a city holiday. And 10C is discussion and consideration consider action on additional appointments to the Woodway Youth Commission.
Okay.
I do have sheets for both of those.
Okay, go ahead. If you want.
Sorry, if you're my ass. If you have. I mean, see if anybody wants to pull anything out. It's not necessary.
Do you have anything else to add?
I can read both of these if I'm directed to.
No, I just wanted to make sure you had all your comments.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, I got it.
All right, Council, no further comments from the manager. Items 10A through C are the consent agenda. Does anybody want to pull anything off? Or? All right. I will entertain a motion on the consent agenda, please.
I'll make a motion to pass the consent agenda.
It's been moved. I'll second it. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the consent agenda is approved. Items 10A through 10C. Thank you very much. That was item number 11. We're now moving on to item number 12. These are items related to the proposed 24-25 annual budget and proposed 24 ad valorem tax rate. Item number 12 is the introduction of the proposed 24-25 annual budget. Mr. Manager, please.
Thank you, Mayor. So at this time, we will hand out a copy. Everybody has one.
Yes.
Have my own notes.
Mayor, I'll point out that Councilman Gilman stepped out. You may want to wait until she's returned.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Thank you for letting me know. Thanks.
Humanity with me.
Feel like it's close.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say here's a 5-mile overview.
Yeah.
Get us back on here. So this is version one as we begin to work through everything. Again, I'm not going to steal all of Brenda's thunder if you guys have any other questions, but this is kind of a 5-mile overview of some talking points that she helped me put together. So basically, here we are. The budget presented includes the no new revenue tax rate and allocates a portion of maintenance and operations rate to set future improvements in long-term capital projections. This is based on preliminary tax rolls and worksheets and is subject to change upon receiving certified rolls in July. The budget includes a 5% cost of living adjustment for all employees and a 2-4% merit raise for those eligible employees. We have estimated a 10% increase in health care premiums, an 8% increase in property and liability premiums. There is a request for a program coordinator position at the Woodway Family Center with the opening of the new facility to assist with implementation of the new programming calendar and ensure proper staff coverage. Capital outlay requests are listed on page 58 through 60. With an explanation of the necessity of said request beginning on page 61. The budget also includes a 5-year list of projected capital projects on page 66 and 67. These projects are included for informational purposes only. They will be formally adopted prior to each of their respective fiscal years. What we are requesting at the staff level from the council by our next meeting are four things, and that is direction if you want to continue allocating to future street improvements and long-term capital projects. Number two is approval of the COLA. Number three is approval of the Woodway Family Center Program Coordinator. And number four is review of capital outlay requests. If you can provide that information to us at the next council meeting, Brenda can create a second draft for the budget workshop to include all capital restricted funds and a pay plan at that time. And I know I rambled on a whole lot, so I have a printout of everything I just summarized for your review between now and our next meeting. Thank you.
And usually this is on the website. Has it hit the website yet?
No, sir. It hasn't hit the website. I was waiting to distribute it to the council members first. It'll hit the website in the morning.
You'll hit it in the morning. Okay, yes, great. Thank you. That's kind of what I was thinking.
Great. So, council, you've got some homework to do? Yes, sir. Thank you. All right, so we'll review the budget, and then let's move on to item 13. This is discussion and consider action on setting the date, time, and place to conduct the required public hearing on the proposed 24-25 annual budget. May I have a motion to discuss,
I'll
please?
I'll make a motion to discuss.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. All right, Mr. Manager, proposed date for the public hearing. Your recommendation is for August 26th. Is that what I saw in the packet?
At 5:30, yes, sir.
Okay. Regular meeting for August.
Staff recommendation is to set the required public hearing for August 26th at 5:30. Right here in Woodway City Hall. Anybody have any issues with that? Everybody good?
That's great.
August 26th.
Now, are we going to have a budget workshop beforehand?
Yeah, we're going to have to set those at a different time. Hopefully when we get those rolls, get the county rolls. I don't want to do them before then because then we're just spinning our wheels until we have them. Mr. Suri? Okay over there?
That sounds great.
Okay. Haven't heard from you much. Just want to make sure. Okay. All right. Want to make sure you're not, you want to say something.
I'm not glazed over yet.
You're doing good.
All right, Council. I'll entertain a motion on staff's recommendation to set the required public hearing for August 26, 2024, and authorizing the City Secretary to publish the notice.
I'll make a motion to approve that.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. I now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it. The motion carries unanimously, and the public hearing is set for August 26th at 5:30 p.m. Thank you all very much. All right. City manager and city council reports. Item number 14, city manager's reports. These are briefings or updates regarding all of our city services, personnel matters, real estate, infrastructure events, regulations, community, and intergovernmental relations. Over to you, Mr. Manager.
Thank you, Mayor. I usually have a couple of things I try to get everybody up to speed on between if I know something's going to come up in our next meeting. Really, the main thing I wanted to say publicly is a big thank you to our community services crew and our Woodway Public Safety Department. Again, I'm new to the area, so I don't know what a bad storm looks like, but and one day they had over 70 calls for service, cleared over 50 streets, and both crews have been working tirelessly in all elements in coordination also with our Frontier Waste partners. So,
thank you, John.
I know there's still some folks that are not happy with the timeliness of it, but just based on the resources that we have, we're doing the best we can, and I think we've probably got about 10% remaining. So if you'll be patient with us, we will get the rest of that cleared out and hopefully get back to normal.
Can I ask on that topic, can folks leave brush by the curb? What's the best way to make sure that...
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe they can leave it in 4x4, call it pallets, but sections.
What if it's more? What if it's bigger? Not everybody has a pickup, you know?
Yeah, it does. If the trash is going to pick it up, it will need to be that size. Normally, it's been confusing for the fact that, you know, if it falls in the street, the city, we remove it.
Yeah.
If it falls on your property, then it goes to the trash. So there's been some discrepancies, but I think a lot of it's is getting pretty close to being done.
Okay. But John, if somebody has, you know.
What I've been told, yeah, it just needs to be, the problem is they can't put it in the truck if it's bigger than that, is okay. What I've been told.
And they used to say arm-loaded size.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because you got to remember, yeah, somebody's actually picking it up.
In the bunches.
Put it in the truck. It's bigger than 4 foot. It doesn't fit well in the back of the truck.
Do they want it tied?
Do we have equipment for that?
It doesn't have to be tied. It would help.
I think if they grab it, it's...
Do we have
they like it tied.
They do like it tied.
Can we just do it this time? Or is it a lot? We can talk. Yeah, we can talk more. Okay, thank you. Well, I just wanted to make sure I asked about that. Please continue.
That's all I have, Mayor.
Okay, great. Thank you, John. Thank you, Mitch. Really appreciate it. All right, City Council reports. Does any one of our liaisons have any briefings or updates?
There is a P&Z meeting tomorrow night.
Okay. Anybody else?
Before we get to item 16, I've got one item I'd like to shoehorn in. And something I should have done earlier. I apologize to Amin personally, but I need to do to Story. I'd made a poor joke, and I'm sorry, Story. I know you're a very tough lady, and I don't think sometimes whenever I'm making these jokes, and I just shouldn't be doing it about fellow council members. So, also, while we're on the subject, David Keeston and I would like to meet with you after the meeting to help find more cohesiveness and work better together. Probably a 5-minute meeting total.
Okay. Guys, we're on item number 16. This is action on adjournment. Do you guys, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
It's been moved. I'll second it. Okay, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, we are adjourned at 7:17.
Sign it.